Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
You're heading into your second holiday season where your husband is away from you, in prison, separated. So how does this all make you feel right now?
It's painful. It's a hard blow again as the holidays approach, Thanksgiving and Christmas. And for a lot of people, it's a happy time of the year. For us, it's a very painful time of the year. Saeed's missing from our family, but he's just not missing. He's in this horrible, horrible prison.
An American Christian pastor has been held in detention by the Iranians now for a while. Why didn't you ask the Iranians to do a gesture, release this Christian pastor to show some good faith, some goodwill?
Wolf, we did exactly that. We've raised two issues with the Iranians in our discussions with them. One is a nuclear program. The other is Americans who are detained in Iran. President Obama raised it with President Rouhani when they spoke. We've raised it at a working level on the margins of the P5 plus one talks. That includes this pastor.
Once again, the big powers did not mention the United States included Saeed Abedini, who's the pastor who's held in prison in Iran. It's not just him, a lot of others are, but more importantly, churches continue to be burned, Christians continue to be killed, people get maimed, including children. When, oh, when are you all in the Muslim faith going to step forward and say that yours is a faith that takes into account that you don't kill innocent children and women, but you don't, and you won't say anything about it because you're cowards or you believe it?
And the cowards didn't even negotiate that when they were negotiating their nuclear treaty with Iran.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. Let me wish you a very happy Thanksgiving from all of us at the American Center for Law and Justice, from the Sekulow family to your family. We wish and hope that you are having a great holiday, safe travels. You may be listening to this in the car right now as you're heading to a Thanksgiving or heading back from a Thanksgiving feast or dinner with your friends and family. And we hope that you remember why Thanksgiving is so important. It is important to get together with our friends and family, but to give thanks. And, you know, we have Americans, and there are people around the world who are persecuted because of their faith. We have a lot to give thanks for here in the United States of America, those of us who are United States citizens, and the rights that we have, the First Amendment, the right to freedom of religion, the right to free speech, so you can hear broadcasts like this, the right to a free press. I mean, and we have to give thanks. There's a reason behind, and we don't thank the government for that. We thank God. And our prayers on Thanksgiving, I hope you will include prayers for the persecuted, and specifically an American imprisoned in Iran, spending his second Thanksgiving away from his wife and two young children, Saeed Abedini, forgotten by the White House and the State Department during the nuclear negotiations with Iran. And now we have more and more pressure coming on the U.S. government because of that lapse in their ability to make sure Saeed and two other Americans were returned home before this holiday. And now it looks like Saeed won't be here for Christmas either. But pray for them on Thanksgiving. Folks, we put together for you today on the broadcast kind of a best of. And maybe you're new. You're listening in the car right now, or you're listening on Sirius XM, and you're new to the American Center for Law and Justice and to Jay Sekulow Live. You're going to hear in the next half hour or hour of the broadcast, depending on your radio station, where you're listening, a whole host of issues that we cover, from Saeed Abedini and the persecuted church to issues like the new IRS rules, to immigration, to Obamacare. We're going to be covering it all today on Jay Sekulow Live. And let me encourage you, on a day where we give thanks, let me thank all of you in our prayers also who support the American Center for Law and Justice. We can also encourage you, if you are able to do so, folks, even on Thanksgiving, our website's operating. If you feel in your heart, to support the American Center for Law and Justice, you can donate online so we can continue to do all the work that we do at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. You can also call and make that donation by phone even today, 877-989-2255. But remember why we celebrate Thanksgiving. Give thanks. Pray. Pray for the persecuted. Pray for Saeed Abedini. We'll be right back.
Thank you. American pastor Saeed Abedini has been betrayed. The Obama administration's deal with Iran did not require Iran to release Pastor Saeed. It does not even require Iran to abandon its nuclear program. Iran can still enrich uranium. It still holds Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, and it still threatens our allies. Yet America has agreed to ease sanctions. This is simply intolerable. We cannot ease sanctions until Iran abandons its nuclear ambitions and frees Pastor Saeed. Nothing less is acceptable. Stand firm against a nuclear Iran. Stand firm for Pastor Saeed. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. We cannot abandon our own citizens and our allies. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on. A lot of great things happening. A huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. As we discussed some of the top media hits of the past week, it's been a busy week for us and a busy day even. Out to episode Fox News this morning, actually, talking about the IRS issue. So we're working even on Thanksgiving Day. But we wanted to put together for you on Thanksgiving Day kind of a best of the week in all the different media, a lot about Saeed Abedini, the imprisoned American pastor in Iran. His wife will play some of those interviews as well with Nagma Abedini, my dad involved. I was with Sean Hannity discussing an immigration issue. The IRS and Tea Party issue has come back to the forefront, as I just mentioned. We'll be playing all of the different just media. This is just in the past week or so that the ACLJ has been involved in. And we want you to take a listen to kind of a best of, especially if you're new to the American Center for Law and Justice, a best of the work that we do here at the ACLJ and what we discuss on Jay Sekulow Live. And if you're a longtime listener, let me give thanks to you on this Thanksgiving Day. We know why we give thanks. We know who we give thanks to, and that's God. But we also want to thank all of you. We can only do all of this work and do all this media and do all of these cases because of you. If you can make a donation to the ACLJ, you can do it at aclj.org. Now let's go listen to some of those interviews from this week.
Welcome back to The Lead, everyone. Time now for The Buried Lead. These are the stories we think have not been getting enough attention, and this is a big one. While the U.S. government is celebrating the deal on Iran's nuclear program, one family in Idaho could not help being disappointed. Saeed Abedini's loved ones hoped that the recent negotiations would address his captivity in Iran. The U.S. citizen is a pastor and was jailed last year on charges that his family says were related to his Christian faith. He's facing 8 years now away from his family. There are also two other Americans being detained in Iran. But the negotiation made no mention of anyone's release. This Thanksgiving will mark more than 18 months since Pastor Saeed Abedini has seen his family. Back on June 22, 2012, his wife and children dropped him off at the airport in Boise, Idaho, where they live. The Christian pastor was headed back to Iran to help start an orphanage. But instead, his family says he was arrested and imprisoned. Abedini was born in Iran and converted from Islam to Christianity, then later moved to the United States and became a citizen. In January, Abedini was sentenced to 8 years in prison, convicted of threatening Iran's national security for his involvement in Christian house gatherings, so says his wife.
Are you concerned that he will not survive his prison sentence?
Yes, very much. Every day is a battle, a survival battle, and that's why we've been fighting to get him out as soon as possible.
We ask that you would use this for your glory, Lord.
While his family has kept vigil, it's lawyers at the American Center for Law and Justice and U.S. lawmakers who have fought for his freedom.
It's unacceptable for an American to be thrown in prison just for preaching his Christian faith.
Statements calling for his release have come from Secretary of State John Kerry. And the White House says President Obama even took up the case in a phone call with the Iranian President Hassan Rouhani earlier this fall. But instead of progress, Abedini's plight seems to be getting worse. Earlier this month, the family learned Abedini has been transferred to a notorious prison where they fear for his safety. And this weekend's short-term deal with Iran came and went with no provisions for Pastor Abedini's release.
We've raised two issues with the Iranians in our discussions with them. One is the nuclear program. The other is Americans who are detained in Iran. President Obama raised it with President Rouhani when they spoke. We've raised it at a working level on the margins of the P5+1 talks. That includes this pastor.
Ben Rhodes, the deputy national security advisor at the White House, told CNN today negotiations for Abedini and other detained Americans in Iran were ongoing.
The Iranians make assertions based on their own legal system. We reject those assertions that these individuals have a legal basis for being detained. It shows one thing, which is that we're trying to resolve the nuclear issue, which is of great concern to us. But even as we're doing that, it doesn't lessen our concern about other activities of the Iranian government.
Joining me now to discuss this is the wife of the imprisoned pastor, Nagmeh Abedini, is here, and her lawyer, Jay Sekulow of the American Center for Justice and Law. Thank you both so much for being with us. Nagmeh, let me start with you here. Obviously, U.S. officials celebrating over the last few days, or at least lauding this deal that has been struck, this six-month deal on nuclear weapons with Iran. Meanwhile, you're heading into your second holiday season where your husband is away from you, imprisoned, separated. So how does this all make you feel right now?
It's painful. It's a hard blow again as the holidays approach, Thanksgiving and Christmas. And for a lot of people, it's a happy time of the year. For us, it's a very painful time of the year. Saeed's missing from our family, but he's just not missing. He's in this horrible, horrible prison, this new prison. He's with murderers who are on death row, and we're worried about his health. He will not survive the 8 years if he's not he doesn't get out of there immediately.
You have any sense of how he's doing? As you said, he has been moved to this prison that you think has much worse, much more dangerous conditions.
His family was able to see him not today, but the previous month, last week, and his health looked deteriorated. He looked skinnier, and even from Evan prison, and they're very much worried about his health. And his well-being. There's high prisoner-to-prisoner violence where he's at, has a high suicide rate and prisoner-to-prisoner violence and deaths. And his health. Obviously, he hasn't been able to get the medication for his internal bleeding, and so he's not doing very well. And we're worried about him. And to think that we're here, the kids and I. You know, I'm a single mom now. Get to sit together and celebrate Thanksgiving and Christmas knowing where he's at. It's very painful. My kids were crying this morning saying, God, don't let daddy die. Bring him home. And it's painful to watch that.
That's got to be so hard. President Obama, apparently, we're told, brought up your husband in a telephone conversation that he had with the Iranian president. Secretary Kerry, Secretary of State, has lobbied on your husband's behalf for his release. What more do you think the administration could do?
Well, they did, but what did the Iranian government do? They, on the day that they were chanting death to America, they took Saeed to a different prison. They didn't put him in a political ward. They put him in a ward where there's murders and rapists on death row, and they know there's a high violence rate there. So here they get a call and they get demands from Secretary of State and President Obama, and they do the exact opposite, and they show. I mean, it's not a confidence building step, our government needs to. You know, I expect them to speak out and say we asked for his release, and this is horrible. What has happened? He's not going to survive even one few months in that prison, and this is Iran's continuous violation of human rights. And here's an American citizen who's being held there because he's a Christian, and he needs to be released immediately.
Jay, you're an attorney.
That could have been done here.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Let me say what could have been done here, and this is what has me troubled. And I sent a letter off to Secretary of State Kerry on Friday. The fact of the matter is that before the release of billions of dollars of money that we've held back for sanctions, before the release now of, quote, humanitarian aid directly to the Iranian government, we could have had as a precondition to this the release of Saeed Abedini and the other two Americans that are held as hostages in Iran right now. That should have been a precondition. When you've got the head of the National Security Council or the deputy making the statement that this was discussed at the peripheries, at the margins, and was brought up in the staff level but not any higher, is outrageous. We had the ultimate negotiating capability. The Iranian sanctions that the United States government has put on the Iranians have been significant enough that it brought the Iranians to the table. And we blinked. The United States blinked. And that's the tragedy in all this. Whatever happens with the agreement, whatever one views the merits of whether the agreement was the right move for us politically or not, or geopolitically, the fact of the matter is, it would have been, as one person told me today, a gimme, an easy one, for the Iranians to have released this pastor and the two other Americans. And as CNN's own Wolf Blitzer said today when questioning the spokesperson for the National Security Council, why is it that he is not released? Why was that not a precondition? Why wasn't Saeed Abedini and the others standing next to John Kerry when he announced this deal being struck? So we were across the table from the Iranians, and we did not bring home Americans. To me, that's a tragedy, and it's outrageous.
Nang Mei, I want to leave you with the last word here. If you could get a message to your husband, who is inside prison as we speak right now, what would it be?
Hang in there. We're, you know, I'm spending every waking moment working to get you out. The kids and I miss you, and we're proud of you for standing up for what you believe and your values, but hang in there, and we're going to get you out quickly. And, you know, I want to say this is a family torn apart. People usually see this, and it's another news story, but really it's really our family that's been torn apart and two little kids hurting every day.
Well, we are sorry for all of you that you're all going through this. Nang Mei Abedini and Jay Sekulow, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming.
Pray for the persecuted. Pray for American pastor Saeed Abedini imprisoned in Iran, spending his second Thanksgiving in an Iranian prison away from his wife and two young children. Pray for that American. But remember why we have this holiday. It's not just to get together as family, but that's a great part of it. But it's to give thanks. And we give thanks, and we fight for the rights of others who want to have and return to those same rights that we give thanks for, like Saeed Abedini. Folks, if you can support us, even today, you can go online and make a donation to the American Center for Law and Justice at ACLJ.org. But I encourage you, a very easy way to do that, support the ACLJ, is to go online to ACLJ.org and make an online donation.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. American pastor Saeed Abedini has been betrayed. The Obama administration's deal with Iran did not require Iran to release Pastor Saeed. It does not even require Iran to abandon its nuclear program. Iran can still enrich uranium. It still holds Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, and it still threatens our allies. Yet America has agreed to ease sanctions. This is simply intolerable. We cannot ease sanctions until Iran abandons its nuclear ambitions and frees Pastor Saeed. Nothing less is acceptable. Stand firm against a nuclear Iran. Stand firm for Pastor Saeed. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, ACLJ.org. We cannot abandon our own citizens and our allies.
When life leaves you high and dry, I'll be at your door tonight if you need help. If you need help, I'll shut down the city lights. I'll lie, cheat, I'll beg and bribe to make you well. To make you well. When enemies are at your door, I'll carry you away from more if you need help.
Well, joining us on the phone right now is a very good friend of ours and someone we have a tremendous amount of respect for, and that is Senator Ted Cruz. And Senator, let me first get your reaction to this proposal that has now been inked between Iran and the United States, the P5 plus one. Your reaction overall?
Well, Jay, unfortunately, this is a terrible deal. It is a deal that makes the world a lot more dangerous. As a result of this deal, Iran is not going to dismantle even a single centrifuge. It's not going to give up even a pound of enriched uranium. But the result of this deal is going to lift billions of dollars of economic sanctions. And sadly, I think we're seeing a replay of the ill-fated deal that the Clinton administration cut with North Korea, where they lift sanctions to North Korea. North Korea used that financial windfall to develop nuclear weapons. And it seems we're replaying that same foolishness with the nation of Iran.
My sense, of course, was also you've got the Israelis obviously are concerned, the Saudis are concerned. When you've got Israel and the Saudis working together because of their concern, it presents a unique problem. But there's a personal situation here that I know you've been following, you've been very vocal and very helpful on, and that is, as these negotiations were going on, and I try to put myself in this situation, we've got the Secretary of State and our team of the United States across the table from the Islamic Republic of Iran negotiating this deal. While we've got three Americans in Iranian jails, one, of course, is a client of mine, Pastor Saeed Abedini, and nothing has happened, no release. The fact that they could not produce a result that included the release of these Americans, to me, Senator, is just an outrage, real dereliction of duty and an outrage.
It's heartbreaking, and it appears it simply was not a priority for the administration that three Americans, Pastor Saeed Abedini, Amir Hekmati, and Robert Levinson, who are wasting away in prisons in Iran, and before even beginning negotiations with Iran, we should have insisted at the outset at the release of those American political prisoners. And it is really, it's sad, it's tragic, and it's unacceptable that did not appear to be a priority for this administration.
Let me ask you this. There's some talk today. I mean, Chuck Schumer, the Democratic senator from New York, one of the highest ranking in his party in the United States Senate, has said that he thinks the Senate needs to get back in session and quickly and do something about increasing the sanctions against Iran. Do you see a movement on this? Could the president be facing real problems within his own party?
Well, he might, and I hope Senator Schumer follows through on those words. There are a number of members of the Senate who strongly believe this is the wrong direction to go, that we ought to be increasing sanctions, not decreasing sanctions. I can tell you one of the reasons Harry Reid basically shut the Senate down last week was because he did not want a vote on Iranian sanctions because it put too many Democrats in an awkward position. I hope the Senate comes back. I hope we vote to repudiate this bad deal, to increase sanctions, to make clear that number one, the threat of a nuclear Iran is an existential threat both to the United States and to our allies, especially the nation of Israel. And number two, that we should not be strengthening a radical, extreme government like the government of Iran. During these negotiations, the supreme leader of Iran referred to Jews as, quote, rabid dogs. He said they were subhuman and that Israel should cease to exist. And all the meantime, the U.S. Secretary of State is sitting there negotiating with them as reasonable partners, embracing arm in arm this deal. We need to stand with our allies. And I think it speaks volumes, Jay, that Prime Minister Netanyahu has taken the extraordinary step of calling this out, saying this is a very, very bad deal, and indeed is an historic mistake. As you know, Israel for decades has been very hesitant to criticize U.S. foreign policy because our interests are so intertwined. And if the prime minister was compelled to speak out, really underscores how dangerous this deal is.
Let me ask you this last question here, because I think this is where the reality is. We've got the situation now. This is everybody. I think we've got concurrence that this is a really dangerous proposal, a dangerous deal, if you will. What do you think the next move should be here? I mean, what do we do to fix this, or is it too late to do it?
Well, I think Congress can act. I hope the Senate comes back, that we vote to repudiate any lessening of sanctions, and in fact that we vote to escalate sanctions until, number one, Iran dismantles its nuclear program, number two, until they release their political prisoners, and number three, until they acknowledge Israel's right to exist as a Jewish state. And if Congress comes back and acts, that will make a real difference. Number two, I would just urge your listeners to lift up in prayer the political prisoners, and particular your client, Pastor Saeed Abedini, sentenced to 8 years simply for preaching his Christian faith. And it reminds us what an incredible blessing we have here in the United States, that we can seek out and worship God with all of our heart, mind, and soul, free from persecution. And yet in Iran, 8 years in a hellhole. And as you know, just a couple of weeks ago, yep, Iran transferred Pastor Abedini from the Evin prison, a horrible place, to the even worse Rajah Sher prison. They did so on the 34th anniversary of Iran's seizing American, yep, hostages, what they call Death to America Day. And Rajah Sher, as you know well, is where they keep their death row. It's the worst of the worst. We need prayers right now for Pastor Abedini, for his wife, for his children, and prayers that we can pull back from this tragic deal that jeopardizes the national security of the United States, that jeopardizes Israel, and jeopardizes, frankly, peace in the world.
Well, Senator, we appreciate you taking such a positive stand and being such a positive voice, a forceful voice for us on this and so many other issues. Thanks for being with us today. I appreciate it, Senator.
Thank you, Jay, my friend, and thank you for everything you do every day fighting for principle.
Folks, again, let me wish you a very happy Thanksgiving from all of us at the American Center for Law and Justice and from the Seculo family. Pray for the persecuted. Pray for American pastor Saeed Abedini imprisoned in Iran, spending his second Thanksgiving in an Iranian prison away from his wife and two young children. Pray for that American. But remember why we have this holiday. It's not just to get together as family, but that's a great part of it. But it's to give thanks, and we give thanks, and we fight for the rights of others who want to have and return to those same rights that we give thanks for, like Saeed Abedini. Folks, if you can support us, even today, you can go online and make a donation to the American Center for Law and Justice at ACLJ.org. But I encourage you, a very easy way to do that, support the ACLJ, is to go online to ACLJ.org and make an online donation. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and thank you for your support.
Drum, baby, don't stop beating. Like a drum, my heart never stops beating for you. And long after you're gone, 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 I'll love you long after you're gone, gone, gone.
We cannot ease sanctions until Iran abandons its nuclear ambitions and frees Pastor Saeed. Nothing less is acceptable. Stand firm against a nuclear Iran. Stand firm for Pastor Saeed. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. We cannot abandon our own citizens and our allies.
Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. Let me wish you a very happy Thanksgiving from all of us at the American Center for Law and Justice, from the Sekulow family to your family, from Saeed Abedini and the persecuted church, to issues like the new IRS rules, to immigration, to Obamacare. We're going to be covering it all today on Jay Sekulow Live. Now let's go listen to some of those interviews from this week.
Out of the Inbox segment, where we look at stories that you at home tell us you want to hear about, is very timely. It came from Greg Danson via Twitter. He asks, why can't we get Pastor Saeed out of prison? What is the administration doing about Christian persecution? You'll remember the story. Saeed Abedini is the American pastor who's been jailed in Iran for more than a year because of his religious beliefs. Last night, when the president addressed the nation regarding the newly reached deal on Iran's nuclear program, there was no mention of Pastor Saeed. That's despite an appeal from our next guest, Jay Sekulow, from the American Center for Law and Justice. Jay, welcome.
Hi, Shannon.
All right, tell us what you had been working on, specific appeals you've made to this administration ahead of these nuclear talks.
Well, we've been working with the State Department for a long time now on obtaining the release of Saeed Abedini, and I think we had an historic opportunity when the United States decided to not only sit down with the Iranian regime, but when the president of the United States spoke to the president of the Islamic Republic of Iran and brought up Saeed Abedini and the other Americans by name. But now what we hear from the NSA in statements that were released, that Pastor Saeed's case did not come up in these discussions. And the idea that we cut a deal, so to speak, we've reached this agreement with the Iranians and did not secure the release of Americans held hostage in Iran, which is exactly what's happening here, is outrageous. I sent a very strong letter off to Secretary of State Kerry on Friday, urging him to obtain that release of Saeed Abedini before they execute any agreements. Not even getting to the merits of whether it was a good deal or a bad deal for the United States. I have opinions on that, but to focus on Saeed Abedini, this was the perfect times for a confidence-building measure from the Iranians to release this pastor and the other Americans held. The Secretary of State, evidently, according to the sources that we've had, including the State Department release, did not bring that up at all. And I mean, Shannon, this was a historic blunder of huge proportions with significant repercussions. We're easing the sanctions on Iran while they continue to torture American citizens held in their jails. To me, it's outrageous.
Well, and my first question, it always with this case and why we haven't taken a tougher stand in this point, you know, where there was an historic opportunity for negotiation.
Right.
Why? Why didn't we do more? When are we ever going to have a better opportunity to negotiate over the lives of these Americans?
Well, I'm not sure we ever will have a better opportunity than we just had. We're going to now have to utilize diplomatic sources outside of the United States. We've been working on that as a fallback, but now we have no choice because the United States of America, our country, let one of its citizens, actually three of its citizens, rot right now in a jail in Iran because we did not put as a precondition to negotiations, including, I want everybody to hear this, giving the Iranians money, easing sanctions. What they said, we're going to make sure there's a flow of humanitarian aid. That's what Secretary Kerry said. Well, you want some humanitarian aid on both sides. That would be the release of these Americans being held. It was an easy thing for the Iranians to do. It was an easy thing for the United States to ask for. But evidently, when we got to the table, the United States of America, through its Secretary of State, decided it wasn't enough of a priority, that they were going to singularly focus on the Iranian nuclear situation, and they were going to ignore the plight of Americans held captive by the people we're negotiating with.
Well, and you mentioned the statement that we got from the administration. This comes to us when our White House correspondent, radio White House correspondent Mike Makowitz, asked specifically, did this issue come up? Was told the P5+1 talks focused exclusively on nuclear issues. But the statement goes on to say that the president has brought this up before with Iran. So we know you'll keep up the pressure. We think of his family all the time.
Yeah.
Multiple Americans there we're talking about. Jay, thank you. And keep us updated so we can let the viewers know.
Thanks for covering it, Shannon.
If you feel in your heart to support the American Center for Law and Justice, you can donate online so we can continue to do all the work that we do at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. You can also call and make that donation by phone even today, 877-989-2255. But remember why we celebrate Thanksgiving. Give thanks. Pray. Pray for the persecuted. Pray for Saeed Abedini. We'll be right back.
American pastor Saeed Abedini has been betrayed. The Obama administration's deal with Iran did not require Iran to release Pastor Saeed. It does not even require Iran to abandon its nuclear program. Iran can still enrich uranium. It still holds Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, and it still threatens our allies, including Israel. Yet America has agreed to ease sanctions. This is simply intolerable. We cannot ease sanctions until Iran abandons its nuclear ambitions and frees Pastor Saeed. Nothing less is acceptable. Stand firm against a nuclear Iran. Stand firm for Pastor Saeed. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. We cannot abandon our own citizens and our allies. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Listen, we continue to talk about this deal that the United States has penned with Iran, what it means for Pastor Saeed, what it means for the world in general. And, you know, I really think that John Bolton put it best when he described this deal as abject surrender. And, folks, I also don't think there's any accident that there was cheering in the streets, literally celebration in the streets of Iran over this deal. I think that gives you a pretty good idea of what was in it. I mean, essentially, we agreed to pull back on sanctions, to ease up on sanctions, in return for a promise from Iran to freeze some of their enrichment, not eliminate it, but just freeze it. And it's also centered on trust. It's centered on the fact that we are going to trust the Iranians to honor their commitment. I don't think that is something that their track record suggests we should be doing. I also think it's very telling that Bibi Netanyahu's reaction was so viscerally opposed to this. You know, you think about the fact that Iran calls them the little Satan. They are in the neighborhood. They are on Iran's doorstep. Therefore, they would be the first target if the Iranians were to achieve a nuclear weapon. Of course, you just have to extrapolate that a little bit further to the big Satan, the United States. The second target would be the United States. So I think Bibi's comment, his reaction to the deal is telling, and it really should have been our reaction as well. There never should have been a deal in the first place. Of course, we are also concerned about what it means for Pastor Saeed. We heard from Nagme on this broadcast earlier this week talking about how she continues to deal with blow after blow that knocks her down and emotionally devastates her as her husband continues to languish in prison in Iran, and yet she has to continue to stand up and keep fighting for his release. Folks, wouldn't it be great if we had a president of the United States and an administration that was committed to fighting for her, and yet we signed this deal with Iran and we left him in prison? That should not have happened, folks. Jay was on with Sean Hannity earlier this week talking about both of these situations, the underlying deal, also what it means for Pastor Saeed. I wanted you to have a chance to hear that conversation. Let's go ahead and roll it again. Jay on with Sean Hannity.
What was concluded in Geneva last night is not a historic agreement. It's a historic mistake. It's not made the world a safer place. Like the agreement with North Korea in 2005, this agreement has made the world a much more dangerous place. Iran is taking only cosmetic steps, which it could reverse easily within a few weeks. And in return, sanctions that took years to put in place are going to be eased. Iran is going to receive billions of dollars worth in sanctions relief. So the pressures on Iran are being lifted. They're being eased. And with the lifting of this pressure, this first step could very well be the last.
All right, that's Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu talking about this disaster of a deal. Joining us now, Jay Sekulow. He's the chief counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice. He has been a confidant to the Abedini family. And, of course, Saeed Abedini wastes away in an Iranian prison, and the president's negotiating to lessen sanctions on the nation. Where is this Christian pastor? Anyway, he joins us with the very latest on this. Jay, how are you?
Okay, but Sean, as you just mentioned, this is an unbelievable disaster for the Abedini family, but I think for the entire country. The idea that we were sitting across the table from the Iranian regime and did not get the release of not just Saeed Abedini, but the other two Americans being held by the Islamic Republic of Iran is outrageous. And the president just traded away any negotiating, any bargaining chips we had. He just traded it away. And it's, to me, an outrage that the president of the United States, through the secretary of state, would have cut such an awful deal to begin with, so that you've got, I mean, it's so awful that the Israelis and the Saudis are working together to prepare for what they believe will be an inevitable conflict with the Iranians. And at the same time, to leave behind these Americans to rot in an Iranian jail, I can't see what the rationale for this administration is in doing that. It's mind-boggling to me.
Why don't you explain the whole case to everybody that may have forgotten?
Sure. Well, it started with the Saeed Abedini is Iranian-born, but is a U.S. citizen, and he was going back to Iran on a regular basis without any problem, building an orphanage. It wasn't even a sectarian orphanage. It was just an orphanage in the northern portion of Iran. He had all the government approval necessary. He was one of the original founders of the Christian House Church movement in Iran a decade ago, but really hadn't been involved in that in a long time. And out of nowhere, he gets picked up on one of his trips into Iran, put in initially into house detention. That took place for about 3 months. Then he was moved to the notorious Evin prison and charged with being a risk to national security, and that was his faith. They view Christians as subversive to the Iranian Republic. He then gets placed into the Evin prison, which is a very brutal prison. But, Sean, here's the irony of ironies. As we've been working to secure his release, the president, after the president of Iran called President Obama back during the General Assembly of the United Nations, and President Obama mentioned specifically Saeed Abedini by name and called for his release, which we were pleased with. Do you know what the Iranian response was? They put him in a prison worse than Evin. And we still sat down and negotiated with these people as if we're going to cut some kind of global peace deal while American citizens are rotting in their jail. So the pastor was there for completely humanitarian purposes. It's an outrage that he's in jail, and it's really a dereliction of duty that the Secretary of State did not have standing next to him the Americans that are held captive in Iran when he made the grand pronouncement Sunday morning.
Amir Tahiri is a great writer for the New York Post. He pointed out one of the worst parts of this deal that nobody seems to have picked up on, and that's the fact that Iran was successful in negotiating sensitive sites like different military bases, right, where researchers are at work weaponizing the enriched uranium. That's out of the inspection deal, right, altogether. I mean, only Tehran-designated sites are going to be open for inspection, So all of these other sites are going to be free and open that they can continue their work.
And this is exactly what the Iranians do. Associate of mine, Skip Ash, one of our lawyers who was a colonel in the United States Army, he said this. He said, remember, the Iranians invented chess. They know how to play chess. And this is a chess game for them. So they just moved some pieces around the board. And we're going to get the pieces they move that we're not going to get to are the ones where they're going to do the enrichment of uranium for nuclear weaponry purposes. And the ones that they keep in place are the ones that aren't going to matter. So, you know, the president could try to use this as a deflection from the disaster of Obamacare. And maybe Secretary of State thinks he's going to get, you know, the Nobel Peace Prize this year. But the fact of the matter is we've accomplished nothing here but surrendering our strength This region understands one thing and one thing only, strength. That's what they react to. And instead, we're doing basically a Neville Chamberlain appeasement approach, which didn't work out very well before World War II, and it's not going to work out well for the Americans. And Israel has got a, as they are, Prime Minister Netanyahu, very concerned, as the entire region is, including the Saudis. We basically have thrown, in addition to Saeed Abedini and the other Americans who were letting rot in prison, we've thrown our allies under the butts. You know what the thing is, Sean? The United States, under President Obama's leadership in the Middle East, has chosen the wrong side every single time. We always pick the wrong side.
I just don't know what we do from here. I mean, this to me is the equivalent of the president giving F-16s and tanks and money to the Muslim Brotherhood that referred to the Israelis as descendants of apes and pigs. I just don't know what you can do.
Well, I'll tell you what I think is going to happen. I actually think, and we were talking about this with our government affairs office today at the ACLJ, I think that there is a bipartisan move in the House and the Senate to increase the sanctions. You had Chuck Schumer and others coming off very strongly. If, in fact, they pass legislation that increases the sanctions, now the president may veto those, but I think the votes will be there to override that veto. It voids out this agreement. And that, I think, right now, Sean, frankly, is our only hope to getting some strength and stability back in the region, would be for Republicans and Democrats to continue to unite in objecting to this unbelievable surrender of sovereignty,
you know,
and strength.
As Schumer and Menendez and these other Democrats say something, they knew this was going on for a long time and they did nothing to stop it.
I know.
So this to me is that they offer tacit approval, but for public consumption, they can't appear to be approving.
So now we have to really hold their feet the best way you can to the fire here. And I don't think there's anybody that's serious that believes the United States has done the right thing here. And I think what John Bolton said, that this was an unbelievably awful deal, that we are basically giving away our rights and our strength, is exactly right. Ambassador Bolton's right. This is a horrible deal. And the Europeans, they always do this. So we should expect nothing different from them. But for the Americans to do this is really deplorable.
Yeah, unbelievable. All right. Appreciated.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks so much. Keep on the case. Jay Sekulow with the American Center for Law and Justice on the Sean Hannity Show.
Folks, again, that was Jay on with Sean Hannity. I want to just talk about Pastor Saeed for a minute. Why was he not a part of this deal? Why was he not a precondition to this deal? It's really very simple. This administration did not make him a priority. There's really no two ways about it. If he was a priority, we would have never signed a deal with Iran unless he was out of prison. If you want to push back, if you want to tell the United States Senate and the United States House, it is time for Congress to override the president on these sanctions, to reinstall them, to make them even tougher. Call now, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign there as well. But as we go to a break, you go to your phones, 877-989-2255.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
American pastor Saeed Abedini has been betrayed. The Obama administration's deal with Iran did not require Iran to release Pastor Saeed. It does not even require Iran to abandon its nuclear program. Iran can still enrich uranium. It still holds Pastor Saeed, a U.S. citizen, and it still threatens our allies, including Israel. Yet America has agreed to ease sanctions. This is simply intolerable.
We cannot ease sanctions until Iran abandons its nuclear ambitions and frees Pastor Saeed. Nothing less is acceptable. Stand firm against a nuclear Iran. Stand firm for Pastor Saeed. Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. We cannot abandon our own citizens and our allies.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. As we discussed some of the top media hits of the past week, it's been a busy week for us and a busy day even. Out to Fox News this morning, actually, talking about the IRS issue. So we're working even on Thanksgiving Day. But we wanted to put together for you on Thanksgiving Day kind of a best of the week in all the different media, a lot about Saeed Abedini, the imprisoned American pastor in Iran. His wife will play some of those interviews as well with Nagma Abedini, my dad involved. I was with Sean Hannity discussing an immigration issue. The IRS and Tea Party issue has come back to the forefront, as I just mentioned. We'll be playing all of the different just media. This is just in the past week or so that the ACLJ has been involved in. And we want you to take a listen to kind of a best of, especially if you're new to the American Center for Law and Justice, a best of the work that we do here at the ACLJ and what we discuss on Jay Sekulow Live. And if you're a longtime listener, let me give thanks to you on this Thanksgiving Day. We know why we give thanks. We know who we give thanks to, and that's God. But we also want to thank all of you. We can only do all of this work and do all this media and do all of these cases because of you. If you can make a donation to the ACLJ, you can do it at aclj.org. Now let's go listen to some of those interviews from this week.
We're going to have Nagma Abedini joining us right now. Nagma, let me ask you this. I've got your reaction. Of course, I am outraged. I've been doing the media this morning and even over the weekend. I'm outraged at this move by the State Department. What's your thoughts? I know this has got to be very troubling for you and for your kids.
You know, we were hoping that Saeed would be home for Christmas. That was all the, that's what the kids wanted. And we were waiting and hoping that Saeed would be discussed, that Iran would be kept accountable for their wrongful imprisonment of Saeed based on his religious belief, and that our government would stand up for him and speak out even before making a deal, that they would ask or demand his immediate release. And it was very discouraging to see what happened, and not knowing now with this, it's the chances of getting him out, the leverage has diminished. It's because made it much harder to try to get him home.
Yeah, also, not only has it made it harder, we've taken leverage off of the negotiating. I am outraged. Folks, let me tell you something. I believe that Congress can stiffen the sanctions. And we'll talk to Than about that in a moment. In fact, let me ask that to Than Bennett right now. Than, there is a number, bipartisan, Republicans and Democrats are saying this is a horrible deal. We should not do this. It is the stiff sanctions that brought Iran to the table. We should be maintaining those, not pulling them back, especially with Saeed not released.
Yeah, I think the sentiment was best expressed by the majority leader of the House, Jay, Eric Cantor, who said that this deal centers around trusting Iran, and that is something that we can't do. But you said it's bipartisan. Chuck Schumer's already come out, said that they're going to put sanctions back on the table. But listen, all you have to do is look at Pastor Saeed's situation, and that should be enough. There should have been no negotiations without the pastor's release. There certainly should have been no deal without his release. And, Jay, the idea that we are going to send them humanitarian aid when they are keeping one of our citizens in their prisons, it is unacceptable. It is diplomatic negligence and failure, and they have to be held to account for it.
Well, I'll tell you this, Nagma. You're talking to millions of people right now on this broadcast. What's the message you want out there?
You know, it's something that every American should be and is passionate about, is knowing that our government will stand up for us when we're being wrongfully held. We have not broken a law, and we're being held simply because we believe differently, because of our belief. And if we don't speak out now, if we don't let our government know this is important, it should be a priority, then I think our, as I've mentioned before, our children will face what my children are facing. And this morning I was watching them pray, and they were praying. They don't know about the recent, of course, updates, but they are praying, God, don't let Daddy die. Bring him home for Christmas. And I don't know, every time they say that, I don't know what to tell them, because it doesn't look like he will be home for Christmas. I don't know how many more Christmases. And it's hard. It's a painful, holidays are so painful for all of us. It's not, Jacob was saying a few days ago, he was saying, when daddy comes, I'll be happy again. It shows that he's sad. And, you know, it's holidays are not as, you know, joyful as they have been. And they're painful for them because daddy's not there.
I want to ask everybody that's listening to this broadcast right now to do something. We think that our main avenue of attack here against this implementation is through an increasing of the sanctions. And there seems to be bipartisan support for that and bipartisan rejection of what the president has done. I need everybody that's listening to go to ACLJ.org and sign this new petition. We're going to have Than take it over to Washington, to the Capitol Hill today and tomorrow and update everybody. I'm going to be speaking with Senator Ted Cruz in just a few minutes after radio today. I'm going to let him know. We need to hear from, I want to be able to tell them that we've got over 20,000 signatures in 3 or 4 hours. So ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We're asking you to say stiff sanctions and Saeed's release. That's it. We cannot appease the Iranians. The regime cannot be appeased. The Islamic Republic of Iran cannot be appeased. We have no negotiating room in that regard. We are giving up our negotiations by this appeasement approach. It did not work in World War II for Neville Chamberlain. It's not going to work for President Obama. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Let me go to Skip Ash on this one quickly here, Skip. The power leverage that has been removed here is really unbelievable what has happened.
It really is, because now we're going to allow them to get money to come into their economy. Their economy is all on the verge of collapse. We're going to allow them to come in. That's going to remove pressure from their own people on the government, and there were pressure from the people to stop all this stuff. And so what we're doing is we're allowing them breathing space, and they're going to take advantage of it. Remember, the Iranians, the Persians invented chess. And we're being played. They're 3 or 4 moves beyond us in this thing. They know how to play the game, and they're playing it masterfully, and our president is falling for it.
Nagme, let me ask you this. I want you to talk to everybody that's out there right now and ask them to be – let me tell you this. I'm not giving up on a Christmas release either, by the way. We don't lose hope in all of this. But last thing from you, Nagme, on this is I know this is tough on the kids, but what about you? I know you're out there speaking, but we've got to have your voice out there continuing to raise this issue for Saeed's release and the other Americans that are in prison.
You know, I have to keep, it's been blow after blow. I keep having to get up and fight for his release. There's been days that I haven't wanted to get up, and I haven't wanted to, it's been hard to even want to breathe, to be honest. And I just have to continually stand up looking at my kids every day. I know I have to just get up and continue. It's hard for me to understand, because our president asked for Saeed's release in September and things got worse. And it just, if anything, it shows that the Iranian government's not to be trusted. And for them not to speak out and say, you know, why has he been moved to this new prison and he needs to be released immediately? It's just, it's heart-wrenching. It's been an emotional journey. And, I do hope it's over soon, and as you mentioned, now is the time to speak out more than ever.
Folks, again, let me wish you a very happy Thanksgiving from all of us at the American Center for Law and Justice and from the Sekulow family. Pray for the persecuted. Pray for American pastor Saeed Abedini imprisoned in Iran, spending his second Thanksgiving in an Iranian prison away from his wife and 2 young children. Pray for that American, but remember why we have this holiday. It's not just to get together as family, but that's a great part of it, but it's to give thanks. And we give thanks, and we fight for the rights of others who want to have and return to those same rights that we give thanks for, like Saeed Abedini. Folks, if you can support us, even today, you can go online and make a donation to the American Center for Law and Justice at ACLJ.org. But I encourage you, a very easy way to do that, support the ACLJ, is to go online to ACLJ.org and make an online donation. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and thank you for your support.
We cannot ease sanctions until Iran abandons its nuclear ambitions and frees Pastor Saeed. Nothing less is acceptable. Stand firm against a nuclear Iran. Stand firm for Pastor Saeed.
Add your name to our petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. We cannot abandon our own citizens and our allies.